be doing the Baywatch theme. Yay! I look like Pamela Anderson. I am beautiful.
All right. So we got a little girl named Pammy, little blonde kitty. Looks like you got...
I got blue eyes.
You got blue eyes, and you said your favorite all-time idol is who?
Pamela Anderson. Yay! On my podcast is Pammy. Wait a minute. Should I hear Baywatch theme?
Oh, Lordy. Well... I guess it is Baywatch Thursday, folks. You know what that means? Baywatch on the country. I don't even know this theme. Do you? What is that song? Oh.
Out of my sight. Sing it in the country. I'll be there.
Baywatch Thursday. I mean, I guess everybody's got to have a Baywatch Thursday somewhere. I can't wait to show you all Pammy's new Baywatch attire. I know what you're thinking. Is she a double for Pamela Anderson? Huh. It could be a double for Pamela Anderson. Let me write that down. Pammy looks like a double for Pamela Anderson. Well, it took a couple days, but Pammy's official Pammy Baywatch swimsuit is going to be ready for later. I just can't wait, folks. Can you? It must be Silly Cop picking cornbread and scrumpled biscuits Thursday, ain't it? Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. You got your brew on. You got your cup of Old Joe on. You got your decaf coffee, regular coffee, espresso latte. Scrumpling biscuits. Maybe you've got yourself some hash browns. Maybe you just like hot chocolate in the morning. A cold cup of, raspberry tea or something along those lines. I don't know. I mean, whatever. Get your buns up from bed, everybody. Good morning. Rise and shine. Everybody wake up. It is one more day till the weekend. Can you believe it, folks? Wow, this week has flown by, hasn't it? I think I slept most of the week. You know, I think I slept most of the week. I treatments always get me, 2-3 days later. But you know what? I got a break next week from the hospital. Got myself another break. Got a week on, week off. And I got to go back, though. I got some testing I have to get done. Some more nuclear testing. You know, when they say nuclear testing, not only does it sound expensive, it is expensive. I had to go through, you know how it is, folks, with your insurance company. When you have pre-existing, lifelong conditions, they want you to go through pre-certification before they'll cover it. And, you know, nuclear tests, they run in the, it's close to $10,000 on this sucker. It's a 3-4 hour test. But, you know, it helps my oncologists and my doctors, my treating specialists, team of amazing, amazing doctors, to help me to keep stable and live the happiest, fullest life on my good days that I can. And you know, today's gonna probably be a bad day. Don't have a whole lot of energy. Maybe a quick 1 minute run seems like what I do at the park with the little darlings. But you know, you enjoy what you can. We all do. We all have our goods and bad days no matter what. But I got tested next week, and then I hate to say it, but I'm looking at surgery number 4 the first week of August. It is official, folks. Surgery number 4. It has been approved by insurance company. You know, my doctors like to get to what they feel they can get to. And unfortunately, this is something that must be done. I had a couple issues. And when you go through oncology and you go through those scans when you're with your treating team. And sometimes they find things that, you know what, Gina, you didn't know was there, but they feel confident they could possibly get to things. Not the largest tumor, ovarian tumor, and, you know, but, you know, we're going to leave that little sucker sleeping where he's at. We'll get to what we need to get to. So good morning, everybody. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be a little hot, We're gonna have a little bit of rain. We need some rain here in the country. I'll tell you what, we definitely need some rain. And you all got anything planned? Any festivals going on? What about these flea markets? You all got these flea markets going on where you live? You got flea markets? Do you go there and figure out you want a small flea, medium flea, or a large flea? Or would you just like an array of fleas? Is that what they sell at the flea market? I think they do. I think what they sell is outdated canned goods. Have you seen this too? Outdated food. I don't know, somebody's doing, Leroy's doing dumpster diving or what. I've noticed sometimes there's outdated food. You never know what Maisie May's making in her backyard or in her home. You ain't know. You see overpriced gym shoes. Let's see, what else we see at flea market? I see toys that old Billy Bob's been keeping that I thought I saw Abraham Lincoln's ghost riding that track as he had his little what you got there? How much you selling that for? $10. $10 for that track? Oh, that's Abraham Lincoln. And you know what's funny is you think that's an old track, and then you find out, damn, my golly, that's an antique. My Lord, then you go to one of these country antique malls, you say, oh my, but Jesus, criminy Crockett, I saw that thing for $10 at the flea market. My Lord, Felicia, they got that thing $1,000. Oh my Lord. That's what happens these flea markets. I don't know about you. What is that? That antique show, antique road show. You remember that? Old farts, old buzzards like myself. We like watching sometimes these antique shows. And you get to see, like, oh, I brought that dirty old coin in, huh? That you found under your grandfather's. What'd you find under your grandfather's house and you were redoing that? Huh? Oh, my Lord, things were $10,000. Oh, my God, threw all those away. You know, you just never know what you see at flea markets. I don't know. You probably would see a lot of fleas. Huh, that's an interesting thought. It is summertime, there are fleas outside. Why do they call it flea market anyway? Did the fleas set these markets up a long time ago? A colony of fleas? And they decided, we have a market of food these people are bringing in, and when they leave, we're going to get in the canned goods and the baked goods, and we're going to have ourselves a flea festival. I just, my golly, it's a flea market all around, isn't it? I don't know why they call it flea market. But you know, and then you see, there's what we got. See, we got a lot of Amish folk. We got a lot of Amish goods at flea markets where we're, you know, located. And I'll tell you what, you want to have some of the best baked goods and canned foods around? Find yourself an Amish bakery, an Amish stand. My goodness gracious. Oh, the things they can bake in a glass container just still amazes me. In a mason jar, my Lord, Felicia, Gina. Amish can cook like nobody's business. Well, I don't think it's anybody's business either what they're cooking. That's maybe why they don't have you over for dinner now, will they? No, they don't. So you know what? It's going to be, maybe it's going to be flea market weekend. We might do a little flea marketing. There's one running across the, Crambo across the state lines. Right there, Kentucky. Yeah, you know, right there, Kentucky, where they make tobacco leaves. Yeah, well, there might be some flea market. I might have to check that out. You never know. It's the weekend coming up, folks. It's the weekend. You know, got to get a break, you know, get some sleep, enjoy what the beautiful weekend holds for us. And if that means going to another festival with your darlings, you know, be kind to your wallet, folks. Make sure to, you know, go up to the big wheel, ask if they have an adult big wheel. You know how that goes. Ask them if they have a gift certificate at the local mall on that big wheel. You don't want no 10 cents or a quarter, folks. You want something that counts. I want a refrigerator, and I want to see a dryer and washing machine on that big wheel. Oh, Snoro just said he liked to see, what did he like to see? New blankets for himself on the big wheel. We don't know where we're going with this cop-picking morning podcast, do we? But you know where you're going? Right here in the country. Oh, Pammy's on later. Pammy, my Lord, I've never seen somebody so infatuated with Pamela Anderson Baywatch. But you know, Pammy is a... She's a little blonde hair, blue eyed cutie, and I can't wait. What do you think? Hold on.
It's my day. Pam Anderson Day. Yay, it's Pam Day.
Okay, I mean, I guess.
Are you going to show them?
What am I showing them?
It's Baywatch, Pam Anderson Day. I am beautiful.
Oh, Lord. Oh, boy. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. You have yourself a splendid morning. Enjoy this Thursday. You know, if you're playing hooky, if you're staying home, if you just want to have a beauty spa day, you know why? Because when you looked at yourself in the morning this morning, when you were brushing your snappers and you used Crest or used Colgate, Crest today, maybe you're feeling a little flashy with your snappers while you're driving. I don't know. Wave hi to your neighbor in that car. Say, how do you do? Totally do. Have a wonderful day. Don't forget to pay it forward through the drive-thru. Buy your fellow neighbor, your friend, American, something on you, on your wallet. We all got a couple of bucks to spare, right? Do something nice. Pay it forward, people. And don't forget, today is Baywatch Thursday. You know why? 'Cause right here in the country.